And now it was actually announced recently that Australia Post has secured a deal to sell one of Sydney's grandest heritage buildings, the General Post Office in Martin Place. And so in honour of this, of course, Dictionary of Sydney, we're going to take a little bit of a look at the history of the building and just how it came to be. I'm joined in studio by Nicole Karma. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So what actually is the deal with this post office? It's been around for so long.
And you kind of can't miss it, can you?
Really?
It's a pretty grand, imposing building, isn't it?
You really can't miss it. It is very, very obvious.
And just also in one of the busiest squares in Sydney, of course, with Martin Place being constructed actually later than the building, but still just such an imposing, important building in Sydney's history. And it was actually during the 1830s that site that the building is on was actually used as a police office. But that then doubled up as a post office as well. You know, it was the colony was just starting, so they had a few services to kind of provide to the new colony. And it's really interesting because I read that the artist Joseph Fowles at the time described that building, and this is a quote, as one of the most important buildings in the colony, not merely as regards the structure, but as being the centre and focus, the heart, as it may be termed, from which the pulse of the civilization throbs to the remotest extremity of the land.
Wow.
Which was pretty amazing description, but I thought it struck me. It's kind of, I feel like that's how the GPO is even today being described, as the heart of the city and a really important building. And of course, so it was another 30 years until the actual General Post Office building was designed and then constructed. So, of course, as the population expanded, there was this demand for a good postal service. And so the colonial architect, James Barnett, was actually, commissioned to design this new Italian Renaissance palazzo-style building. Because it is kind of, when you look at it, you think, oh, it's kind of like the Uffizi in Florence. Similar, it's got that kind of vibe. And actually they use Piemont sandstone.
Oh, wow.
And also quarried granite from Maria on the south coast. So it was actually built over a 26-year period in two stages. I mean, you look at the building, you think that looks like it took 26 years.
It does make sense.
And so the second stage actually began in 1879 and included, of course, the amazing clock tower. You can't miss that.
No, you can't miss that.
And so in addition, it functioned as, of course, the timepiece for the city. And it kind of occurred to me, as, of course, they didn't have mobile phones back then. They might have had hand watches and things like that. But it was, you know, if you want to know the time, look up. But it also actually telegraphed weather messages, and I didn't know this, from the south coast through the use of a mechanically operated colour-coded flag system.
Wow.
Which, unfortunately, I don't think it's still operating. It was kind of old school, but it was very novel at the time, I'm sure.
So, like, semaphore or just there was a whole
code? I think so, yeah. And people could tell, obviously, whether it was going to be bad weather. And apparently they could tell by that then what time they should probably leave work to avoid bad weather, which is really interesting because if they're travelling by ferry in the harbour, that sort of thing.
Makes sense, yes.
Makes sense. And it also, that building also housed the telegraph system from about 1867, but from 1880 had the first telephone exchange in Sydney, which was very novel. And the Sydney Morning Herald actually described the event, people using the telephone for the first time, picking up the receiver and speaking into it. They said there were many conversations had for the first time over television, and a quote, many of which were of a rather silly character. So people obviously got a bit excited over it.
A little.
As you can imagine.
First ever telephone exchange. I would get thoroughly excited
Indeed.
About that.
And so ever since then, there's been a few alterations to the building. I think there were some alterations in 1927 to the interior. But also interestingly, in 1942, the clock tower was actually dismantled because there was a fear that of aerial attack, because this was World War II, of course. And that wasn't actually, I don't think, was reinstalled until the 1960s for some reason. So there was obviously a delay in kind of putting that back together. But over the 1980s, that's really when things kind of underwent dramatic change, and Australia Post leased out the building and it was partially converted into a hotel. I think it was the Western Hotel. And then there were boutique shops and restaurants and cafes, of course, in there. And that's kind of been its character ever since. And now the full kind of sale of the building is on the cards. So it'll be interesting to see what the future holds for this very important heritage building.
Yeah, well, that's something to mull over next time we're in Martin Place walking by it. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nicole Karma there with Dictionary of Sydney. To check out the podcast on 2SER.com to find more information.